Chapter 5. More About the Crawleys. Miss Matilda Crawley adored her nephew Rawdon because he lived the kind of wild life she admired. She had told her family that she intended to leave him most of her money when she died. Miss Crawley had paid for Rawdon to go to Cambridge University, although he was asked to leave there after only 2 years. Then she had bought him his army commission. With her help, Rawdon had become the aide to a famous general. Life in the army gave him plenty of time to spend on the pastimes of a fashionable young man, such as hunting, dueling, cards, billiards, and gambling. Fortunately, his aunt was always happy to pay his gambling debts. Miss Crawley lived in a big house in Park Lane, an expensive and fashionable part of London. She drank a great deal of alcohol and entertained many guests with talk of unconventional ideas, such as women's rights. Rawdon thought she was a marvellous old woman, but his brother Pitt thought she was immoral. Becky looked forward to meeting Miss Crawley, and on Matilda's next visit to Queen's Crawley, the two women immediately became friends. Becky wrote about it to Amelia. "My dear Amelia, a great deal has changed at Queen's Crawley since Miss Matilda Crawley arrived a few days ago. Everyone tries to please her, especially Sir Pitt himself. Captain Rawdon Crawley has also just arrived. He and his brother Pitt don't have a good relationship. Rawdon and Miss Crawley, however, are very fond of each other. Rawdon is 2 meters tall and uses bad language a lot. He shouts orders at the servants, but they adore him because he is very generous with his money. Rawdon doesn't like his father very much and calls him rude names, although not when they are in the same room. Rawdon has been very nice to me. We had a party here a few nights ago, and he danced with me twice. You should have seen the faces of the rich young Hampshire women. They couldn't believe that the captain chose to dance with me, a poor simple governess. Affectionately, your Becky." Miss Crawley insisted that Becky dine with the family, especially when there were guests.
"Miss Sharp is the only person I can talk to in the whole of Hampshire," she said.
As always, Sir Pitt obeyed his rich sister, and from then on, Becky sat next to Miss Crawley at every dinner party. When the parties were over, Miss Crawley would say to Becky,
"Come to my room and we will gossip about everyone."
Becky did very entertaining imitations of the guests, and the two women often talked late into the night. During these conversations, Miss Crawley also talked about Rawdon. One evening, she confided,
"My greatest wish is for Rawdon to run away with someone."
"A rich someone or a poor someone?" asked Becky.
"Oh, it must be a rich someone," said Miss Crawley. "Rawdon doesn't have any money, except for what I give him, and he's in debt all the time. He needs someone to help him succeed in the world."
"Is he very clever?" Becky asked.
"Clever?" laughed Miss Crawley. "Rawdon only thinks about his horses, his regiment, and his gambling. He's so irresponsible that he needs a clever, rich woman to direct him."
Miss Crawley didn't realise that her dear nephew had been making every possible effort to be near Becky. He followed her about when she was with his half-sisters and stood against the piano, smoking a cigar whenever she played the piano and sang. Some evenings, they even took long walks together.
"I love the smell of a cigar," Becky would say, taking Rawdon's cigar from his mouth.
She would take a puff, give a little scream, laugh, and give him back the cigar. Becky realised very quickly that Miss Crawley was right. Captain Rawdon Crawley
was not very clever. This, however, didn't stop her from continuing to take walks with him.